The purpose of this class is to explain the relationship, if there is, between non-Jews and the holiday, the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. In order to do this, I'm going to divide it in two parts. Part number one, what's the brief story of Hanukkah? Very brief, to understand the main points of the story. And then the second part, what's the relationship with the non-Jews? Can the non-Jews actually celebrate the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah? And if they can, how? So let's go to the first part. What's Hanukkah? The main ideas of Hanukkah are like this. In the year, around the year 138-39, before the Common Era, when the Greeks actually governed, they had the control of the land of Israel, and they forbade the service in the temple. They forbade Judaism in general. There was a group of people called the Maccabees, and they actually made a whole revolt against the Greeks. They were very few against powerful army, a full of people army, a big army, and there were so actually weak people against strong people, etc. And God helped them, and they actually released the land of Israel from the control of the Greeks. When they recovered the big temple, they saw that the temple was all dirty, was all impure, full of pagan idols that the Greeks actually introduced in the temple, etc. They cleaned the whole thing, and they wanted to actually restart the service in the temple. They made many, many things. I'm just being brief. One of the things that they wanted to do was to light the menorah. Menorah was a candelabra of seven lights, seven candles, which is described actually in the second book of the Torah, in the book of Shmois, in Parshas Truma. The menorah is actually seven lights with very specific shapes, etc., etc. Now, the point is that this was lit with olive oil, and there was no pure olive oil available because the Greeks took care of impurifying all the oils around the temple. There was a whole room called the room of oil, where actually oil was stored. It was all impurified. Now they found by miracle one jug of oil that was not impure, not touched by the Greeks. They knew this because of certain reasons. It was actually in the ground and it was covered with the seal of the great Kohen Gadol, the great priest, etc. Now, this was enough to light for one day. One jug, one day. They lit, actually, by miracle, 8 days until they were able to produce new oil in a different place where the oil was produced, etc., and they continued the service in the temple. The next year after these miracles, that means the miracle of the war and then the miracle of the oil, the next year, our sages decreed that we have to actually celebrate these miracles. How do we celebrate these miracles? So we light a menorah, a candle, a candlesticks with a specific shape. What's the shape? 8 candles, not 7 like the temple one, 8 candles, because each candle remembers the miracle of one specific day. So 8 candles, 8 days, we light the candles, we recite certain blessings, and we're happy, and there are certain customs of what to eat, what not to eat, oily foods, cheese foods, because part of the miracle started with a woman actually serving cheese and wine to one of the generals of the Greeks, and then she killed him after getting him drunk. Okay, many, many details. You can find these details in many places. Now, the point is that there were basically 2 miracles, the war miracle, the oil miracle, and then our sages decreed to actually celebrate this year after year, and this is what we do in Hanukkah. Okay, this is basically the story of Hanukkah. Do non-Jews have a relationship to this? Okay, let's analyze what's Hanukkah. Hanukkah means the victory, military victory of the Jews over the non-Jews. If a person feels fine by celebrating that the Jews killed so many Greeks, etc., etc., it's okay. I'm not saying you cannot celebrate. I'm just saying, hey, you're celebrating the victory of the Jews over the non-Jews. That's point number one. Point number two, our sages decreed, I stress this, to celebrate Hanukkah. There are many opinions regarding this, but the accepted opinion is that the non-Jews are not obligated, I stress this word, are not obligated to accept the rabbinical decrees that the Jews do. There are certain things that they can do, but they're not obligated to do. It's very important to understand the difference between these two things. Non-Jews are not obligated to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a rabbinical decree. It is not found in the Torah itself, in the text, scriptures, etc., etc. Are they obligated, the Bnei Noach, non-Jews, etc., are they obligated to celebrate Hanukkah? The answer is no. Can they do it? The answer is yes, of course. Why not? You like to light candles? You can do that. And you have to do it in the proper way. The first night, light one candle. The second night, light two candles, and so on. And you can look at the proper way of doing this somewhere else. It's very easy to find. Now, can you recite the blessings that our sages decreed to recite? The answer is no. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Because the blessing mentions that God commanded us to fulfill the commandments that our sages tell us, and therefore to light the candles. No, God did not command it, Bnei Noach, to light candles in Hanukkah. So the blessing doesn't make any sense at all. So in summary, does it have a relationship, a direct relationship, Bnei Noach to Hanukkah? The answer is no. But can they do it? Yes. The answer is yes. Taking care not to recite the blessing. Now, Hanukkah also, like this would be like a third part of the class, Hanukkah also has messages. Every single thing in Judaism has messages. Why? Very simple. The word Torah, which is our text, the wisdom of God, etc., comes from the word Hoira'ah. In Hebrew, Hoira'ah means teachings. Torah is not just a book of history. Torah is a book of teachings. Those teachings, many of those teachings, I would say most of them, apply also to Bnei Noach, to non-Jews. So Hanukkah also teaches us many things. For instance, one of the teachings of Hanukkah is every single day you have to add up to your service to God. You might say, yesterday I lit one candle, and that was the proper thing to do. However, today I have to light two candles, and that's the proper thing to do. Even though yesterday you did everything fine, you did not miss a point. However, today you have to do more. That's one of the teachings of Hanukkah. Another teaching of Hanukkah is the light, the goodness, godliness, etc., always prevails over darkness. The Greeks wanted to bring spiritual darkness over the Jews. One of the ideas of Hanukkah is actually that the Greeks were not so much against Torah. They were not so much against intellect. Torah is a great intellect. The Torah itself says that the Torah is the wisdom of the Jews in front of the non-Jews, etc., etc. Very wisdom, very nice wisdom, etc., etc. The Greeks were okay with that. However, they were against the idea that this is God's Torah, that these are God's commandments. No, we don't like this idea. Don't come to me with irrational things, higher than intellect things. No. You want to say that the Torah is an intellect, interesting intellect? Yes, that's fine, go learn. But don't mention God. This is what the Greeks were against. So Hanukkah also teaches the victory of light, godliness, etc., against darkness, spiritual darkness, not intellectual darkness. Greeks were a very advanced society with a lot of intellect and interesting ideas and philosophy, etc., etc. But you know what? Judaism is based, and this applies also for Bnei Noach, Judaism is based on God, on something that is completely beyond rationality and completely beyond understanding. So just in a summary, Hanukkah celebrates the victory of the Jews, military victory of the Jews against the Greeks, recovering the temple and relighting, restarting the service in the temple, relighting the menorah, and many miracles happened. The victory of the war miracle, then the oil miracle, and we celebrate it by lighting candles, making light. And this has a relationship with the non-Jews regarding the message that it means. Non-Jews could light the menorah, but without reciting the blessing. The typical way of saluting a person in Hanukkah is, Afreilich in Hanukkah, you should have a very happy Hanukkah.